Next, we remember a long life in music. Gerald Wilson has died at the age of 96. His jazz career began in a different era, the time of the big bands in the 1930s. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic played his music and arrangements over the years. His first big break was composing, arranging, and playing trumpet in Jimmy Lunsford's band before the Second World War. And he continued playing for many decades. Gerald Wilson was born in 1918 in Shelby, Mississippi.
My mother was a school teacher. She was also a music teacher. She played piano, and she taught me how to read music when I was a little boy.
That's Wilson in 2006 on WHYY's Fresh Air.
It was music in my house all day long. That's all I ever heard was music all day, and I loved it. And that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a jazz musician.
After World War II, Wilson formed his first band. Unhappy with his own music, he went back to school to learn more. When he returned to work, he arranged for Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, and Sarah Vaughan. Just 3 years ago, Gerald Wilson told NPR he had a simple rule in writing music: make listeners happy.
You got to hope that the people will like it. If you write something and you're the only one that likes it, that's not too good.
His greatest passion was not the music he wrote for others, but the big band he conducted himself.
I choreograph my music. Every time I move, something happens there where I move. My two hands here showing you where to look.
And there's an image by which to remember Gerald Wilson. It is said that in his long life, he conducted his bands with the flair of a dancer. It's NPR News.